Perek Yud Bet. The first six psukim of Perek Yud Bet are a continuation of the end of Perek Yud Aleph, where Yirmiyahu was complaining about the suffering that he underwent at the hands of his townspeople. Now, in the first six psukim, he takes that message further, and he even begins to question the concept of God's justice, and he entertains the age-old question of Rasha v'Tovlo. Again, only the part of Rasha v'Tovlo here. Of course, by implication, he is Sadiq, so Sadiq v'Ralo as well. Pasuk Aleph. Sadiq ata Adonai ki ariv eilecha. Ach mishpatim adaber otach. Madua derek reshaim saleha shalu kol pog de bagit. So Yirmiyah approaches God and he says, of course, God, you are righteous. Ki ariv eilecha. But I might express an argument upon you. Right? I will speak with you of judgments. Why do the wicked prosper and all those who are corrupt are tranquil? Shalu. Many of the Mefarshim go to pains clearly to understand that it's not that he's questioning Hashem Shalom God, but that he just wishes to know why this happens. However, of course, Yirmiyah is not the first to ask such a question. We know, of course, Abraham Avinu Hashofet Kol Arz L'Shem Mishpat, Moshe by Korah Ha'isha Had Yehita, Yehoshua Efrahan, Havakuk V'lo Tetzel Nehtzach Mishpat. There are many, many of the Nevi'im that ask this deep question of God. And attempted to understand God's judgment in the world. And Yirmiyahu was a person who was suffering and was following God's calling and was suffering for it, questions why those around him who are persecuting him seem to be tranquil. Pasuk Bet. Netatam gam shorashu yelechu gam asuperi. So this is a description of some of the blessings that they have. Netatam gam shorashu. They are planted and they take root. Their strength. Yelchu gam asuperi. Right. They even produce. I'm sorry. Gam shorashav yelchu. Gam asuperi. And also they produce fruit. Karov ata b'fihem. You are close to their mouths. V'rahok mikidyotehem. But distant from their thoughts. Kidyotehem is the source of the thinking. So in other words, they give you lip service, but just in their mouths, but not in their thoughts and ideas. V'ata Adonai yedatani. Tireni ubahanta li bi itach. Hatikem keson letivha vachdishem leyom harega. And now Yirmiyah turns to God and he says, and you, God, you know me. You have seen me and you tested my heart is with you. As opposed to those who it's only in their mouth, with me it's my heart. Hatikem kason lativha. Prepare them, as cursed to his enemies, like sheep to the slaughter. V'hakdishem liyom harega. So to also prepare them for the day of death. Right? Again, this is taking them kason lativha, as he himself said about himself before in Yotet v'aniki keves aluf. So now, they should be taken to Tifha. Pasuk Dalid. is a interesting pasuk. It's there is a discussion we shall see amongst the Mefarshim is who's actually saying this pasuk. Ad metai te'eval ha'aretz ve'esev kol hasadeh yivash mera'at yoshveva safeta behemot va'of ke'amru lo yir'eh et aharitenu. Seems to be that it is a continuous. The question seems to be that it's continuing. Ad matai te'eval ha'aretz? How long must the land mourn? Be'esev kol hasadeh yivash, the vegetation of the fields become withered. And continues, and why is this happening? Mira'at yosheveba, meaning these evil people, their impact is on the land as well. Safeta behemot va'of, right? Even the animals and the birds, they cease to exist. Ki amru lo yir'e taharitenu, and all this they say because God doesn't see our end. So this can be continuing the question that of their evil, and that seems to fit with the Radak. The Da'at Mikra seems to indicate that this is, at least part of this pasuk, is some of the answer towards the end, right? That some of the answer that really, that their end will come eventually, that at some point these people will be destroyed, but Yirmiyahu needs patience to see that at the end of all existence. Pasuke, ki et raglehe et ki et raglim raseta b'yalucha ve'ech tetahare et asusim ube'eret shalom atabuteach ve'ech ta'ase b'gon Yarden. So here we have a mashal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Yirmiyahu. He says, "Ki et raglim raseta v'yalucha." If you race against the people on foot, and they exhaust you, ve'ech tetahare et asusim. How are you going to compete with the horses? U'be'eretz shalom atabuteach. Right. If in a peaceful place, where you're comfortable, still here, and you have to add in, you are insecure and you're nervous. How are you going to cope with the Jordan? So God is sort of saying to Yirmiyah, if you're unnerved and scared by the people of Anatot, you have much worse things coming up, which is the Sarei Yehuda and all of the future challenges that you're going to have to deal with, which make the people of Anatot pale. They're pale in comparison to the people. People of Anatot are nothing compared to the challenges you're going to have to go forward. So if this is scaring you, how are you going to deal with the future challenges that the Navi is going to have to deal with? Radak seems to indicate that if you're confused with people, how are you going to, and you don't understand them, how could you even question God, how you're going to understand God? So Radak has a different approach to this pasuk. Pasuk Vav. Ki gam achecha ubet avicha gam hema bagdubach gam hema kalu acharecha male al ta'amen bam ki yedaberu elecha tobot. Even your brothers, your father's house, they betrayed you. They called after you. Don't trust them, even when they speak nicely to you, even when they speak well to you. Meaning God informs him of the evil that they wish to do. And if you remember, this is how he introduced the entire topic of Anatot back in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Yud Hed, Vadonai Hudi'ini Ve'eda'a. So this sort of ends this entire chapter of the Anatot, meaning this is where, so to speak, God is sort of informing him that these people want his life. Pasuk Zayin. So we begin sort of a new chapter in which this is a lamentation of God, so to speak, that he is about to leave the Beit HaMikdash and his house. Pasuk Zayin. Azavti et beti, natashti et nahalati, natati et yedidut nefshi bekaf oyveha. I left my house, I abandoned my inheritance, I have given the love of my soul to the palm of her enemies. And of course, this is a lamentation that God has left not only Beit HaMikdash, but Am Yisrael. Hayta li nahalati ka'aryeh bayar, natena alai bekola, al ken sinetiha. My nahala was like a lion in the forest, that she raised her voice against me, and therefore I hated her. So the voice that was raised is the Jewish people in their worship of Avodah Zarah. So he left his house, why? Because of the sounds of Avodah Zarah, which were like the roar of the lion. This is how Radak understands the kol. The kol is the kol of Avodah Zarah. Mitzudot just generally looks at it as the sound of rebelliousness. Rashi explains that this is not the sound of the actual sin, but it's the sound of the oppressed in Yisrael calling out to Hashem, which forced Hashem, so to speak, to leave his people. Pasuk Tet. Ha'ayit savua nahalati li. Ha'ayit saviv aleha. Nechu isfu kol hayot ha'sadeh. Heitayu le'ukhla. So we have here this double metaphor. My nahala, my inheritance, my heritage, is a stained bird of prey, meaning stained with the blood on her hands, soaked with blood. And then ha'ayit saviv aleha l'chu isu kol haydot ha'sadeh heitayu l'ukhla. And then the birds of prey surround her, saying, gather all the animals of the field and let them come and eat. So there's a little midah k'neged midah here. She's the bird of prey soaked with the blood, and that causes other birds of prey, meaning the nations of the world, to surround and gather all the animals to devour it. So as Yehuda spilled innocent blood of its people and it stained, the Nebuchadnezzar and enemies come to attack and kill it. Pasuk Yud. Ro'im rabim shihatu karmi, bosesu et halkati, natenu et halkat hemdati, namidbar shemama. Many shepherds have came and destroyed my vineyard. They trampled my portion, and they turned a portion of my desire to a vast wasteland. And these Ro'im Rabim are, of course, the enemy nations that came to destroy Yisrael. Pasuk Yud Alef. Shama lishmama, avela alai shemema, nashama kol ha'aretz, kein ish sam alev. He made it a wasteland. And the wasteland mourns before me, the Shmama Avla Alai. The entire land has been laid waste, for no man took it to heart. Pasuk Yud Bet. Al kol shifayim bamidbar ba'u shodedim. Ki harev ladonai ochera mikse eretz v'ad kse haaretz. In shalom l'chol basar. Al kol shifayim bamidbar ba'u shodedim. On the hilltops in the desert came those people who will pillage. Ki harev ladonai ochera. Hashem's sword consumes mikse haaretz v'tkse haaretz from one end to the other. Ein shalom l'chol basar. There is no peace for any flesh. Meaning the enemy will come even on the hills for people hiding. It will gather everybody and there'll be nobody left. There is no peace. Zaru haitim v'kotzim katsaru. Nehlu lo yo'ilu. They planted wheat, but they got thorns. They became sick, they ached without any help or relief. They were ashamed of their tvoav, the produce, which, of course, from the anger of Hashem. The wheat here represents of course, you can understand it as literal, but you can also understand it as a metaphor that the wheat, according to the Radak, represents the prophecies. Zaru haitim, they were given prophecies, but kotzim chasaru, what they do is they cut thorns, which represent the evil actions. Radak brings another commentary in the name of his father, which says that Zaru haitim, they sent money to Egypt, hoping for their aid, but kosim chasaru is a waste, and they got nothing in return. Yirmiyahu finishes the chapter with nevuah that not only the Jewish people, not only Yehuda will be punished, but also their evil neighbors. Pasuk Yudalit. Ko amar Adonai al kol shechenai haraim. הנוגעים בנחלה שנחלתי את עמי, את ישראל, הנני נוטשם מעלמתם ואת בית יהודה אתוש מתוכם. So Hashem says, on all of the evil neighbors who harmed my nahala, my inheritance, which is Israel, I am uprooting them from their land, and Yehuda I will uproot from among them. So they will be uprooted, and the Radak explains, they should not rejoice, because not only will Yehuda be uprooted, they will be uprooted, and eventually Yehuda will be uprooted from them, and Yehuda will be removed from the Galut and brought back to its proper place. Pasuk Tetvav. V'haya ahare nochi otam ashuv rihamtim, v'hashivotim ish lenahalato v'ish le'arso. And all the nations, after I uproot them, I will have mercy upon them, and I will return them to their inheritance and to their land. Pasuk Tetzayin. V'haya im lamod yilmedu et darchei ami, lehishaveya b'shmi hayadonai, kasher lemedu et ami, lehishaveya bebaal, v'nivnu betoch ami. And this is contingent. Their returning is contingent. That if they will learn the ways of my people to swear in my name, as they have taught my people to swear in the name of Baal, then they will be restored along with my people. There's a certain midah k'neged midah here. They have to learn from Israel to have the monotheistic religion. Lishava b'shmi represents a monotheism, and just as they at point taught them and influenced them in the ways of polytheism. And Radak claims that it's not just monotheism. The Mitzudot says all they need to do is believe one God. Radak goes even further and says that this will prophesize in their eventual conversion, of mass conversion to Judaism. Pasuk Yud Zayin, v'im lo yishma'u ונטשתי את הגוי ההוא, נטוש ואבד נאום השם. If they do not listen, I will uproot that nation, uprooting and destroying it, the word of Hashem.